All right. Well, I know this episode has been super mundane, but I'm channeling Big Fatty. Sorry, Big Fatty. We love your show. I didn't do a coupon report, though, or, you know, anything like that. But anyway, so, but I'm going to end it here because I don't have any other fascinating stories to tell about renewing a P.O. box or doing my taxes.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
Sorry, Big Fatty, this episode has been super mundane, but I'm going to end it here.
Yes. Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 2944. Of the BFO for Monday the 13th of May 2019, y'all. Coming up on today's Say It With Me.
A little show.
Y'all, I've got two very interesting stories to tell you. Yes, Big Fatty! Socialites, Big Fatty, hoity-toity, Big Fatty. Hi, everyone. I hope your Monday is going well. Y'all, you're socialites today. Y'all, I've just returned from the physical therapy center with my mother, where they were having a Mother's Day ice cream social. Oh, Big Fatty, how hoity-toity indeed. And anyway, I'll tell you more about the Hat Arena and about the weekend, but first, let's do this.
This is the part where Poodle goes and eats some cake.
I say, y'all, now this is one of the little stories I teased with at the beginning of the little show. Y'all, today, the 13th of May, y'all, it's a very important celebration of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, it is a celebration for the one and only sports ball correspondent of the BFO. Y'all, it's that Mean King. Oh, baby, it's true, we do love Ming King, but y'all, he sent me an e-letter and said I could share this, but y'all, he says, I just wanted to let you know how much I enjoy hearing you announce my exiting of the birth canal each year on the BFO. Birthdays have never been a good or fun thing for me. I was given up for adoption at age 3.5. Well, this past Monday, and that would have been a week ago today, he says, this Monday is a special birthday for me for a couple of reasons. Number one, I turned the big 5-0. It's my 50th, and I decided to find my birth family, and it took a year and just 3 weeks shy of the date. But I found my birth family, and y'all, this past Monday, he met his birth father and spent 4 hours crying and reuniting and Big Fatty cutting onions. So when I hear Poodle go get me a cake, I will be bawling like a little kid. Big Fatty, even though I hate cake. Big Fatty hates cake. I don't know. But anyway, he's hoping to get a gooseberry pie. Big Fatty, that sounds vulgar. He likes it the more bitter and sour, the better. Big Fatty, I'll tell you the whole fucked up story later on, but it turns out I'm related to Joan Crawford. Big Fatty. So, y'all, if you see Mean Keen on the 20th, or the face space wishy, my happy celebration of exiting the birth canal. Yes, Big Fatty, number 50. And Big Fatty, not only will there be no wire hangers, but there'll be no cake. Just gooseberry pie. Better, I tell ya. Yeah, I said, y'all now, y'all, I am so messed up on the days. I don't know whether I'm coming or going. Big Fatty, you're certainly not coming. Big Fatty, that was vulgar. Well, I'm not doing that either. I don't remember the last time I talked to you because my recording schedule is a little off because I'm over here in Atlanta and I don't have the inner tube, so I have to record some parts in advance and then just put extra little bits in that are more current and things like that. So y'all, I don't remember the last time I talked to you or what I said. Fatty, that sounds like every little show. This weekend, let me just rack up. They moved my mother from the El Hospitalo, and some of this you already know, I'm sure, from the El Hospitalo, which we all know is Mexican for El Hospitalo, and we got her moved over to a physical therapy rehab center, and I thought, well, this is you know, a waste of time because anyway, I didn't think she was gonna be able to do it, much less want to do it. But anyway, got her over there on Thursday, and let's see, did we move her on Wednesday? I don't know. Like I say, all the days just run together. But anyway, she got over there and had to take they had to have 7 different outfits because, you know, part of what they're doing is, you know, making sure she can dress herself and all this kind of stuff. And I think that's called it's not physical therapy, but occupational therapy, I believe is what they call it. And so, y'all, the first day, all she did was basically sleep. And one of the guy that was supposed to be working with her came in, and they did the evaluation and everything on a Big Fatty. Shouldn't roller coaster be playing? Well, no, because it's not really roller coaster. It's just an update of the weekend. Oh, well, excuse me. The first day it wasn't very responsive, and she went to the first physical therapy session, and the guy says, I was supposed to have her for an hour, and she just wasn't responding, and so I just ended it after 30 minutes, and I'm going, well, I appreciate you trying. And then I went back the next day, and y'all, she was like a different person. And yes, Big Fatty, this is why you should be playing that roller coaster music. Well, probably so, but anyway. And the first day she wouldn't eat anything, and the second day I went, like I say, all the days are just running together. One day she wouldn't eat anything again, and I got her to eat a cup of strawberries and whipped cream. And then, y'all, then today, Mother's Day, y'all, they had she likes the stuffed bell peppers. Well, they had kind of a casserole. It was the stuffed pepper casserole. So she got that. Y'all, she ate about almost half of it, which, y'all, is a tremendous amount of food for her. And then they had the ice cream social, and she ate a scoop of Rocky Road, and I put some extra chocolate syrup on her. Big Fatty, why are you putting chocolate syrup on the Hatterita? I just misspoke. Oh, okay. But y'all, I really hadn't done a whole lot. I've mainly dealt with her and then came back here to the Hat Cave, and yeah. just kind of crashed and you know, not sleeping worth a damn. Big Fatty, I didn't know Whitman Tinka even knew where the Hat Cave was. Well, he evidently has a GPS on me or something. But anyway, y'all, I don't have anything exciting. I went to the Trader Joe's based on what that Rob Nelson, Lindley Magoo, and that Sarah Davis suggested on how much do we love. I got the blood orange and the lemon and ginger soda waters. I thought, you know, little packs of those. I thought I'd give those a little try just to see if I liked them. Big Fatty, aren't you fancy pantsy? Well, I guess so. But anyway, y'all, but y'all, I do have I do have some exciting news. Y'all on for right? Y'all, I received an e-letter. Even, you know, I'd already recorded the for right little show. But y'all, you know, it was Lurker Week last week. And y'all, Straight Bob kind of summed it up. He says, well, looks like the only lurker in town is some guy who pervs out on his German neighbor in a hammock. Hey, that's you. Well, anyway, I guess I am guilty of being a lurker in that regard. Y'all, I've received an e-letter from a lurker from northern Mexico. Is Oscar. It's Oscar, and Oscar says, Dear Big Fatty, after having been a long-time listener through iTunes, I've decided to unlurk myself and send a letter of appreciation to one of my broadcasting... heroes. Says, my name is Oscar. I live in the northern Mexico's in the province of Saskatchewan. I've been listening for, say, around 4 or 5 years, and I listen to you, Potter's my co-pilot, and the Stinky Orangutans. Big Fatty, well, he's got some taste. Have recently started listening to the Cocktails and Kerfuffles. All of you are on a merry-go-round of binge listening from one to another throughout my day. Big Fatty, I thought the Cocktails and Kerfuffles were on hiatus. Well, I don't know. Maybe he's listening to the old ones. I want to thank you, Mr. Fatty, for having come into my life and making my life a whole lot better through the privilege of hearing your wonderful voice. Sincerely and with great admiration, Oscar. Well, Oscar, thank you so much for that. It's such a kind e-letter, and it just touches the cockles of Big Fatty's heart. Big Fatty, you have gone and made a sweet letter just as vulgar by talking about your cockles. Vulgar! Yeah, Gussie. Now, y'all, I said I had two stories to tell you, interesting stories to tell you. And y'all, here's the second one. And y'all, I just find myself in an unusual place. Be ready. Y'all, do you remember Smoking Hot Joe, that Joe Zubia? From the Tejas. Yes, Big Fatty, we love Smoking Hot Joe. Y'all, when was this? This was last Wednesday. So, y'all, this came in after I had recorded the Friday little show. This was Wednesday evening. Because I had to upload it on Thursday, so I had to finish it on Wednesday. That's why I'm all screwed up, y'all. Big Fatty, whatever. I get a testimonium. And, y'all, Joe has told me, to share all of this with everyone, and I find it kind of odd, but I can kind of see why he's saying this. And y'all, the first testimonium I get is FYI, I'm in rehab in Los Angeles. I don't have access to my phone, and I get an hour a day and no podcast, and I'm like, Well, you know, first of all, that's an interesting way to start off a conversation. And I said, well, what's been going on? He says, I've been here for almost 3 weeks. I've been thinking about you since you were a large part of my morning. He says, I'm in here because of drugs, sex, and alcohol too much too fast. And y'all, and I told him, I said, well, I'm honored to be in your thoughts and you're going to be in mine. And I told him that he was definitely strong and loved and that he would be successful while he's there. He says, I trust your judgment and can use all the support I can. Tell those you think are appropriate. Well, y'all, all of y'all are appropriate because it's Smoking Hot Joe. Then he went on and asked about the Hat Arena, and he says that she's in his prayers. He says, I don't want to hide his rehab situation. He says, I don't want to hide it, and you are our town crier, so to speak, and I feel the need to be honest, but only get an hour a day to make phone calls and text. I just got my phone back after 2 weeks of treatment. I'm not sure if I'll be coming to New Orleans or not, obviously, but it's not out of the question yet. And I said, well, you will have many thoughts being sent to you and lots of encouragement. And I said, New Orleans can certainly be a temptation, but life will be as well. He says, well, that's very true, and my husband will likely not approve, but who knows? They have AA meetings everywhere. And so, y'all, it's good news that that Smoking Hot Joe is getting some help. I was totally unaware of all of this. You know, Joe has been to the villa and stayed overnight. Now we may have been overserved, but and all, but y'all, that doesn't. I mean, everybody, Big Fatty, Granny, and Durwood would be living in treatment. Well, that's probably true, but anyway, at least for alcohol, but probably not sex. But anyway, well, anyway. Y'all, I give Joe a lot of credit for saying, I want to put it out there. I don't want to hide this. I'm going to need help. And the more people that know about it, the more people can help me. So y'all, I don't know when Smoking Hot Joe would get a message from you, but if he's, and I don't know if he's on the Twitty or the Face Space. I think he's on the Twitty. He's probably on the Face Space too. But y'all, just send him a note of encouragement and tell him you're thinking of him, and you can't wait to give him a big old hug sometime. And y'all, if there are others of you that are facing similar situations, you know. Evidently, I'm the town crier. Big Vinny, does that have anything to do with cutting onions? It's spelled differently. C-R-I-E-R. Oh, dear Gussie, I told you I had two interesting stories. Mean Keen is related to Joan Crawford, and Smoking Hot Joe is in rehab. So, y'all, that's kind of Big Fatty. You finally had some content. I guess so. So, y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely Monday, and y'all, I don't know when I'll be heading back to the villa, but I'll keep you informed. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard old Crooked Hat, and Adam, what do you like to tell people about the BFO?
Sorry, Big Fatty, this episode has been super mundane, but I'm going to end it here.
Oh, well, I'll try to get back to the regular voice letters and coupons tomorrow.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yes!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.